weekend, thousands of fans from all across the state descended on Novi for the annual Motor City Comic Con. Stateside's Josh Hackla got a firsthand look at nerd culture and filed this report.
The internet has helped with the rise in popularity of this culture of fandom, creating communities for people of all ages to belong to.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey.
Hi, how's it going?
Some of the characters and artwork are, let's just say, otherworldly, like an independent book called The Resistance by Kyle Kaminsky.
It's high-action science fiction about a group of alien refugees and human freedom fighters 100 years in the future fighting to put the power back in the hands of the people because we've lost our democracies.
Sitting at one of the tables in Artist Alley is one of Marvel Comics' top artists, who was originally from Troy, Michigan.
How's it going?
Josh Hackla.
Hey, how's it going, man? Good to meet you.
When I approach Ryan Stegman, he is seated at a table, drawing, of course, surrounded by prints of the work he has done with iconic characters such as Spider-Man and Wolverine. He's in his mid-30s and has moved quickly up the ladder at Marvel over the last 10 years. As a kid, he attended Comic-Cons when nerd culture was still in its infant stages in the 1990s. He says Comic-Cons have come a long way since then.
They're definitely way busier and, I mean, in some ways a lot more interesting, yeah. Especially in the diversity of people that come to them. It's not just, like, you know, sweaty nerds.
At the age of 15, Stegman decided that drawing comics was what he wanted to do. He earned an English degree from Michigan State to throw his parents off the scent of his comic book aspirations, and by a stroke of luck, ended up working for a small company that was bought by Marvel Comics. He found his way into drawing smaller projects, and then in 2011, he had what few would argue his greatest day ever. His wife had just given birth to their first child, and then about an hour later...
After my son was born and everything, you know, they had taken him out of the room. And then I'm like, oh, well, I have my phone there. I'm like, I'll check my email. And then there's an email there, and they're like, hey, do you want to do an issue of Spider-Man? I was like, yes.
After drawing Spider-Man, he went on to draw for some of the titans of the Marvel Universe, including the Incredible Hulk and the Fantastic Four. However, comic book fans are not known for being open to change. I asked him if that adds any pressure to the job.
Their hatred of something before they've even seen it is kind of hilarious because that means they're going to buy it. So the pressure is actually more to find the way to make them hate it initially. And then you win them back over by doing good work.
Stegman and the other artists get plenty of attention at these events, but he certainly understands that they share the spotlight with all of the costume characters walking around.
My favorite costumes are the ones that are, like, handmade. Like, some people are, like they're wearing Halloween costumes that were pre-made, and that's cool, that's fine. Some people go to amazing lengths to, like, make their own thing, and that I really appreciate.
One of those handmade costumes walking around is the character Maleficent from the movie of the same name. Angelina Jolie played the evil fairy in the film based on the story of Sleeping Beauty, but standing in front of me wearing a long black robe and two huge horns on his head was Derek Priestcorn from Chelsea, Michigan. Derek's costume started with about 7 yards of fabric.
The collar essentially is just poster board covered in duct tape and then just safety pinned into my collar of the dress so that it props itself up. And then the horns are essentially paper cups, tin foil, and black duct tape and formed onto a headband with the headpiece.
Derek was at the Motor City Comic Con all 3 days, and he says he not only loves the attention, but even more, he enjoys the happiness that it brings to the people at the convention.
It's really just getting to show off the costume and getting to be that character and just making them as real as I can, just for the people that want a photo or the kids that want a photo.
Whether you're an 8-foot dragon with a toy collection or you're just a guy who wants to shake hands with celebrities like Adam West, there's a home for you in nerd culture. For Stateside, I'm Josh Hackla.